Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And with me today, we have Molly Collins. She's the Executive Director of Family Health Care Clinic. And Molly, it is great to have you in studio. I mean, this has been kind of a wild time, but you're right there on the front lines taking care of people, and thank goodness the doors are still open.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a wild ride. I have been in my position for about a year and a half, and about 6 months in is when the COVID crisis hit. And so been trying to manage and manage a crisis that I know a little about and help a staff who is really willing to do whatever it takes to help our patients who tend to be uninsured or underinsured, meaning that they have insurance but they can't afford the copays, or have no insurance at all.
Oh my.
Yeah, and so these folks just want your basic care. They're not coming in for anything crazy, but they still need all the same stuff that you would need even in a pandemic. So I'm real proud of the staff for, you know, doing their best to make sure everybody gets the quality care they need at, you know, essentially an affordable price. We're $40, that's what it takes to get in if you don't have insurance. We also do take Sooner Care patients, so if you're a Sooner Care person and you're looking for a primary care provider, we can do that as well.
Good.
But, you know, things like urinary tract infections haven't stopped. The need for mammograms haven't stopped. All that stuff we have continued to do and do well.
Well, Molly, it looks like you came prepared. You got your first aid kit and everything else. What you got there?
So the good folks at the Rotary in town, the Monday Club, gave us a $500 grant, and then the clinic pitched in $500. And so I have free first aid kits that we've been giving out all throughout November and into December. We have a few left, and so I just want to make sure folks, this is the kit we actually purchased right here at Boulevard, so right across the street from you guys, to keep that money local. And we wanted to make sure that we give folks a fighting chance at home if you get a cut or a scrape or, you know, a burn, so you don't have to end up in the emergency room or maybe in the urgent care. And a lot of these things seem like, of course people have first aid kits, but they don't. You know, we've had people come in and say, can I get one for my daughter or can I get one for my son? We're like, absolutely. So it's just, you know, our little way of giving back, and of course Rotary's way of giving back, and we're so appreciative. It's called 100 Kits and 100 Hands, basically 100 first aid kits to 100 people.
That's great. That's the community helping out the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, I tried to keep, like I said, try to keep it as much local. Rotary was local. We're local. Boulevard was local. Just trying to keep that money right here during the time where people need a lot of help, and the businesses need a lot of help as well.
Well, this is amazing. So all they have to do is drop by, make an appointment, or?
Yeah, I mean, if you're there for an appointment, you can have one definitely. But if you think you need one, just give us a call or stop by. The clinic is locked right now. We do have COVID-19 protocols in place. Doors are locked, but we do have a doorbell, or you could just call from the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, I like the protocols that you have there, because you have to be open to a degree, but you have to be careful about how you're open.
Absolutely.
So that you can stay open, because if too many people get exposed, the doors go shut and services are null and void for a while.
If anybody gets exposed, you know, the either staff will expose each other because we have lives outside the clinic, or people will come in and they won't know that they're carriers of COVID. But we do a intake screening form, basically asking, we ask everybody to wear a mask. We make sure that if we think we have somebody coming in with flu-like symptoms, that we space them out, or then we will, what they do call the terminal clean that room. We have three exam rooms, and it basically stays not used for 3 to 5 hours. So we try to have every protocol in place to keep us and our patients and our visitors as safe as we can. You know, we can use Lysol and hand sanitizer, but really this is an airborne situation. And so one of the interesting things that we got was a Lions Foundation grant this fall, and they actually helped us install UV filtration lights that are within the clinic. So we have some in the provider's office, the exams rooms, in the waiting room, and at the front door. And hopefully it filters the air enough that it will kill all those bad germs as potentially the coronavirus. So it's brand new technology. We just are, you know, hoping that it all works, and it's another measure that we have in place for folks to feel safe at our clinic and for us to feel safe at our clinic as well.
You know, you can almost feel the end of this coming, but yet it still seems so far away. You know, we've got the vaccinations going out to the first tier, then the second tier, then the third, and then, you know, regular folk ought to be getting it sometime.
Definitely. We're not like the hospital. We're not frontline. We might be what I keep thinking is like phase two, second tier.
Sure.
And so I want to put my provider and my nurse up as soon as I can for that, and then the rest of the staff as they feel comfortable to be able to, you know, make them feel as safe as they can. And some folks, you know, we don't question it. We just understand that we want to have We want regularity. I want to go to concerts again. My provider wants to go to Walmart again. My nurse just wants to go, you know, thrifting and shopping again. We want real lives outside of healthcare too. I think everybody does. It's just, you know, fatiguing to have been in this for so long. You know, we did see a dip in patients probably March, April, but they have been coming back. They definitely have needed or put off basic care. We still do all those coupons for mammograms. I think we're going to hit a target this year of 100, which is more than we've ever done before. For a bit, we got some grants to do some free health care, and the free health care meaning you come in with a free appointment. And one of those appointments, we caught somebody who had stage 2 lung cancer and is now on their way to, like, getting better health. So there's things that we're able to do at our very basic level that save people's lives in a way that I have, you know, not experienced in other jobs before. So,
well, I tell you what, you're doing great work there. And I imagine that person who came in probably thought, it's just a cough or something. Better just kind of get it checked out. Next thing you know, lung cancer. Holy cow.
Yeah, they had dropped a bunch of weight real quickly. And then I think their daughter had pleaded with us, get them in, got them in. And then, you know, from there we were able to, it's not that we detect cancer, but we can give you the basic labs that just basically say, or the provider can write a script for the kind of test, an ultrasound or a CT that's going to detect the mass. So it's not like we do it all at our clinic. We absolutely refer everything out that we need to. But once you start working the steps, and then essentially when it came down to that person had cancer, my nurse helped them get on charity care, and then we helped them get on Sooner Care. So we don't just stop. We don't just leave you. We try to get you all of the services that you can, especially if you have no money. So we do a lot of, like, social work as well as nursing and as well as medical care. So
you're the first step to saving people's lives.
Yes. You know, and I always tell people it starts here, and I don't know where it'll end up, especially if you have a diagnosis that is like cancer. If somebody comes in and they have, you know, sugar problems and they're diabetic, we can definitely manage some of that from our end, from medication and, you know, education for eating better. So I'm always amazed at what we can do.
Wow. Molly Collins is with us. She's the executive director with Family Healthcare Clinic. Now, we had a big to-do this last fall that had to be done virtually.
Right, yeah, the Miles for Mammogram 5K, which had been done for 20 years in person. Everybody got together, donned on the pink, you know, big old race, rah, rah, rah. And then this year we took it virtual because as a healthcare clinic, you cannot bring people together in the middle of a pandemic. Even if, you know, one person were to get exposed, it's just not something we want in our name. So, but, you know, it went so well. We didn't have a record number of runners and from previous years, but we had a record numbers compared to a couple years ago. The sponsors came out for us. The donors came out for us. I mean, people really took the time to think about us and think about, you know, who gets access to free mammograms and why. And so it was incredible.
Well, we have a great community.
Right.
And they make sure. I've never lived in a community like this where they root so hard for everyone's success.
Yes, they absolutely do. And we felt so blessed and honored that they would choose to help us during that time, because I know it is tight for everybody. But yeah, we want to come back next year. We want to have another one in September. We want to have our 22nd one in person. Uh-huh. It's slated to be in Bartlesville. We'll see if it happens. We just got to monitor all those things. But, you know, until it's safe to bring people together, we're just subsiding as we can, you know, patients. And we ask for donations all the time. We're doing an end of the year a final campaign called Thanks for Giving. So if anybody has any extra bucks and they want to throw it our way, you can go to our website or drop a check in the mail. We would love it. We use it. Not going to lie, we use it for all types of stuff. Heck, I had the provider and the nurse come to me the other day, and they're like, we need a new pulse ox. And I was like, is that the thing that goes on your finger that, you know, checks your pulse ox? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then they were like, well, now we need a new table for the exam room. I'm like, okay. And they're like, and now we'll leave your office.
Oh, boy.
It's like, yeah, now leave my office.
But, you know, when you do serve a lot of people, the needs really never stop.
No. And, you know, I think people got used to us giving away free healthcare for so long for this pandemic, but all those funds have run out. They ran out last week. We don't have any opportunity to give people the free $40 appointments anymore. It's going to be a real shift for our mindset and their mindset, because we can't basically say, come on in, it's free. That patient assistance fund that we got from United Way was a miracle saver for folks who didn't socially distance and had STDs, who maybe really did socially distance and, you know, came out with something else. I mean, you see it all in healthcare, you know. No judgment. We just want to get you better.
Indeed, and that's what it's all about. It's just getting you better.
Yeah.
Now, what is your website again? So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, and if they got $1,000 or $2,000 that burning a hole in their pocket, and they
end of the year end of the year tax breaks. Yeah. FamilyHealthCareClinic.org is our website, and we're also on, of course, Facebook. Just look for Family Healthcare Clinic. Yeah, so FamilyHealthCareClinic.org or 1820 West Hensley Boulevard, just right down up the street from you guys. Yeah. We're underneath the mounds. Everybody seems to know the mounds in Bartlesville where all the flags are.
Yes, indeed. Now, I just want folks to think back, especially if you've been on this rock called Earth for a while. There have probably been a time or six in your life where you've been down on your luck, where you've needed to have medical care, and you just didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Right.
I want you all to kind of remember that moment.
Right.
And make sure that the next person, as we kind of pay it forward,
right,
doesn't have to endure that.
And, you know, when people are poor, the first thing they're going to need is food, you know?
Yeah.
So that you see a run on food banks right now. You absolutely see that. You also need clothing. So you see all those people who need, and they don't prioritize health care until essentially they end up in the emergency room. So we're going to try to stop them from ending up in the emergency room to get the help they need now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing any active COVID testing. So I know a lot of people call us every day. And the reason for that is I have one provider and I have one nurse. If any of them should get sick, I don't have a clinic to help the people
You're
who
done.
Are most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well. So, we absolutely refer out for any COVID tests, but we do everything else still. You know, we can see anybody. We just can't bill your insurance. We don't take insurance. But you could take your paperwork and bill your own insurance if you want. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Show them that first aid kit again. That's pretty cool. All right, there you go. And you can get that just by making an appointment or calling ahead. And the Rotary, Bartlesville Rotary.
Yeah, Bartlesville Rotary. They had a call out for grant applications, and I thought, well, what could we do as basic health care that, of course, isn't just give away the free appointments? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe we could give out first aid kits. So
it works. It
yes.
works. A Family Health Care Clinic, Molly Collins. We're going to be seeing you again a little
Absolutely.
Bit later.
And hey, if you need a free flu shot, we have those too right now.
By the way, I'm going to just tell you this right now. I've never had one till this year.
Oh, boy.
And never really felt that I needed it.
Right.
Well, I became diabetic.
Uh-oh.
Or I probably was for a long
time.
But just diagnosed. And I had it, and I'm thinking, well, geez, it might work, it might not work. Well, I had barely more than the sniffles. I'm not going to say that this is the greatest thing in the world, but it's helped me.
Absolutely.
So if you're on the fence on that, think about it.
And we got them for free, so you wouldn't have to pay.
You're not out anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Molly. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. You have been watching and listening to our Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.